sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese from Parkland, Florida. I'd like to give an announcement before we start the message in the continuation of Life at God's Eternal Plan. There are three books in the market available. First one is called When You Meet God. It's a five different ways how God has spoken to the humanity. The scripture which he spoke, the word of God, the human encounters, the people of God who met God in the Old Testament times. Thirdly, our conscience, how God placed his presence in our conscience. Then the fourth one is the creation, the science of the creation and the universe. Five, by revelation through his son, Jesus Christ. So this book is available in Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Also, it is available in Apple iTunes. Number two, the next book is Does God Answer Your Prayers? The Principles of Prayers from the Scriptures and Applied by Saints with the Teachings of Jesus and How to Pray. The third one is called Violence, Murder, Massacre, Historical Rise and Biblical Solutions. This is a recently written book, and that's also available in Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. If you like to support this ministry, I will send it to you in whatever amount you send to me, minimum of $15 at Chaco Varghese, Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. Now, when we go back to the message we have been talking about last time, is from the book of Revelation. The eternal plan of God, where God created the world before time and time that we don't know. And after that, there was the fall of the angelic host, a group of angels, under the leadership of Lucifer. After that, the world went in darkness and earth was covered with water, and God went ahead and recreated the earth and the universe, and he created human, his image and likeness in a form, a shape that he designed as the human, and his breath into him, and he must be leading and ruling the world and all the creations of the earth God has given to him under his authority. And God made him a mate called Eve, which is means she is the mother of all the living beings. So as they were living together, they fell into the trap and deceived by Satan, the same Lucifer, who deceived a group of angels and challenged God, and now he deceived humanity. Now the human being deceived and then went away from God, and God has made a plan to redeem the humanity by sending his own son in his image and his likeness, who was his word, who became flesh and came into the world to redeem us. Now we are in the redemption period of time that the world is being receiving Jesus Christ every day. People coming to the Lord, and his kingdom is being established. Jesus prayed to Father in Matthew chapter 6 and Luke. We can read the prayer of Jesus Christ, that he praying to the Father, Father, thy will be done and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So this prayer is going to be answered as Jesus Christ is receiving many, many saints accepting him. And then he's coming, his return to the mid-air to receive us. And I have spoken to those messages in the past. Now, if you wanted to review it, you can always go into the radio station's calendar and look up the date of the message and look at the archives and listen to those messages. So Christ will return, and then the day he returned, the saints will be taken to heaven. Those who died in Christ and those who are waiting for him alive will be transformed and will be taken up to heaven, and then the 7-year period of tribulation starts. Now the 7-year period of tribulation, also we talked about a few times, that is relating to the deliverance of Israel, the kingdom of Judah and Israel. There is a 490 years time from the time the Jews were commanded, ordered by a decree by Artaxerxes to return to Judea and Jerusalem, and from the time they were returning, and after their return, there was Jesus, the Messiah's birth, and Messiah was born, and from the time of the return to the Messiah's death, which is crucifixion, is 483 years, calculated from the book of Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 7, and then there is 7-year period left. It's only 483 years complete. We have a 7-year period left. That 7-year period, which will start at the day Jesus returned to receive his saints, then the tribulation starts for 7 years. Now, from the time of Christ's death and resurrection and present time, it is continuing, which is called the church age. The church age, where the saints are being accepted, gospel is being preached. So we have a 7-year period in parenthesis, which is left to be fulfilled, which is called the tribulation time. Now we are in chapter 8 of Revelation, where the seventh seal was, when they opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven and about half an hour. And I saw seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So after the first seven seals were opened by the Lamb, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, there will be seven angels given seven trumpets to. They will be blowing those trumpets. Each time they blow, some punishment will come to earth. Verse 3, another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of the saints, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer filled with the fire from the altar and hurled it on the earth. And there came a pulse of thunder, rumbling, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. As I have explained this before, this is the answer to the prayers of the saints. When the people of God lived in the earth, they were persecuted, they were treated badly, and many were martyred. And because of that, the prayers of the saints are collected in the presence of God. Now what God is answering at this time of the tribulation. Now you see, God has great patience. Now God is a long-suffering God, and even the wicked one, God want them to be saved. So he wait for God, for his time of judgment, punishment. See, this is not the final judgment, but this is the tribulation time, where the punishment of God will come to the inhabitants of the earth, and the inhabitants of the earth are ruled by a person named Antichrist. So this has been discussed before, and God is answering the prayers which God hasn't done it. Now this is the one of the things we need to remember. God answers his prayers in his time. Every time you pray, remember, believe that God is going to answer you. And then the answer was like this. There was a rumbling, flashes and lightning, and an earthquake. See, this is God was revenging his for his people, what they have done to them, the people of the earth who lived here, and the kingdom of Antichrist. Now the trumpets, next part. Then the seven angels who heard the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down upon the earth. The first angel, hail and fire. See, you can imagine what that's going to do to the earth, right? Big damage to the people of the earth and the establishments of the earth. It was hurled down upon the earth. A third of the earth was burned up. A third of the trees were burned up. And all green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like huge mountain all ablaze was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and the third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. So now this bitter water is poison, so some kind of poison in this water. God judging the people of the earth that who did not repent and who did not listen to the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The fourth angel sounded the trumpet, and the third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also third of the night. So darkness hit the earth as the angel blew his trumpet. As I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in midair call out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the trumpets blast about to be sounded," by the other three angels who are going to be sounding those trumpets. So now with chapter 9, the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky on the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. See, this is like places beneath the earth where there is tremendous heat and energy stored there. And then God only knows all this, and we human, we don't know many of these things under the earth. So this abyss, in other times, abyss is used as a term instead of the hell. So it could be something similar to that, and which was not being explained to us from the abyss. Open the abyss, smoke rose from it like smoke from the gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. And out of the smoke, locusts came down upon the earth and were given power like that of a scorpions. Locusts. Now we have seen locusts, small ones, and there are bigger ones. And they are superiorly created to torment the people of the earth. And they were reserved and kept it for how long, we don't know. And they came down from the earth, upon the earth, and were given power like that of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, But only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Now remember, we have read in chapter 7 about the 144,000 of Jewish people who were sealed. So here God is talking about the ones who were not sealed, all the other people. Now, before this, we know two sets of people went to the altar of God as the martyrs. They were martyred. One group was the Jewish nation. They were martyred by the Antichrist, and another group was the regular people of the world who refused to accept to worship the idol of the beast. So now, and agony, scorpions type of locusts, they were not given power to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. So the people who don't have the seal of God on their foreheads, they will be tortured by these scorpion type of creatures for 5 months. And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. During these days, men will seek death and he will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. The locust looked like horses prepared for battle. On their heads, they wear something like crown of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. Their hair was like the woman's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails and stings like scorpions, and in their tails they had power to torment people for 5 months. Then the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon and in Greek Apollyon. See, they had a king over them who was an angel of the abyss. See, God is in control. He has all the severe punishment stored in the world, in the earth, and in heavens, that he will use them in times. And he has in charge, whoever is in charge, angels are appointed there. They have the power over these things. Whenever God's time comes, they commanded to be done, whatever they were supposed to be done. So these are the punishment which God has prepared to send it to the earth. Now, as we continue, chapter 9, verse 12, the first woe is past, two other woes are yet to come. So it's a woe, 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 the people of the earth who were living at the time. So what is that we are supposed to do? We should be ready to receive Christ. We should be prepared any time his arrival, that we must be leaving this planet to heaven. That is the way we have to. Now the scientists are struggling to find a new planet where if things happen in the earth, that we have to go there. Now I know the SpaceX can fly to the space and come back. We have all the inventions. Now we are struggling to get to Mars. We are struggling to send many satellites have been sent to even the distant planets. And we are waiting. Some of them were sent in 2017. And I don't remember all those details recorded in my mind at this moment, but I read them up sometimes, what the scientists are doing. Now, the way for salvation is Jesus Christ. The way to get out of this planet Earth, when God is going to send punishment on the earth, that you should be saved by now by the blood of Jesus. Believe in His blood. Remember that Jesus died for your sins, and accept Him is the best solution. Praise the Lord. Don't wait till Antichrist come to rule the earth and you can be a martyr and then go to heaven. The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the horns of the golden altar that is before God. See, it said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release four angels who were bound at the great river Euphrates, and the four angels who had been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of the mankind. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million. I heard their number. What a great thing is this. I mean, it's not a good thing, amen, that God have all these demonic forces who are kept under chain, or they are kept to be, they are kept under God's command, that He will send those things, amen, in the time of judgment comes, when these are kept, see, under in Euphrates River. Now, many part of the Euphrates River has already dried up. And I see that in the many of these YouTube and the other places. And there is someone said that also there was a place in under the river area, that there is a large wide opening, and they hear big noises and sounds coming out of it. I have no clue all those things people are saying, but it is a very important location for God, that the four angels who had been kept ready for this very hour, God had these four angels who has been ready there and being waiting, kept ready for this very hour, and day, month, and year were released. So they were released. This could be what type of angels are these? I don't know. The Bible doesn't talk about it. It could be one of those fallen angels from Lucifer, because a set of those fallen angels are kept under chain. Praise God. And in another translation, it says that they were released from their chains. So these are devastating, destroying powers. They release to kill a third of humankind. A third of the people living at the time in the earth will be killed. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million. So now we have a mounted troops. We're talking about the angelic beings who were under these four angels, and they are mounted on horses or some powerful animal who go to battle. Something like that, we only know like horses. Now, these are the evil spirits, the power they have to destroy, go through the earth and destroy and kill. I heard their number 200 million. Praise the Lord. My friends, this is not a joke. This is nothing that we can ignore, that the world will be punished. The kingdom of the Antichrist will be punished by God. Now, next verse, 17, the horses and riders I saw in my vision looked like this. See, I just mentioned before going that verse, it could be mounted animals, could be horses. I saw in my vision looked like this. Their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue and yellow as sulfur. The heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouth. The power of the horses was in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like snakes, having heard with which they inflict injury. the rest of the mankind that were not killed by these plagues still did not repent and not stop worshipping demons and idols and gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see or hear or walk, nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their thefts. See, this is the sin, horrendous sin of immorality, sexual sins, and all the idol worship which we have them seen prevailed in many nations. This is continuously going on in immorality and sin and idol worship. God will judge. Today, God is waiting for long suffering. He wants people to be saved. Now, I said, mentioned earlier, this is the church age. God wants as many as people get saved by the blood of Jesus, by believing in Him and repenting. But God will not wait forever. That time will come when that 7-year period starts, where God will start sending tormentation and punishment in the earth. May the Lord bless you, and I will be right back with the announcement.
Hello, this is Dr. Chaco Verghese, pastor, evangelist, and Christian counselor. Word of Eternal Life is a self-supporting ministry. It's a part of Life Eternal Ministries from Florida. We have currently preaching the gospel in 3 radio stations. Our goal is to reach out the maximum number of people as this time before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also support other ministries with our own finance in India and Africa, also Voice of Martyrs. We also conduct mission trips and preach and teach in different cities yearly, every year in India. As persecution is severe in India, many people are coming to the Lord, and the churches are getting larger and larger, and we are reaching out more people groups and training more pastors and evangelists over there. As you know, there is an immense amount of money, finance required for this purpose. We are requesting your support at this time, because the work is more, and the more king people are coming to the kingdom. So our prayer ministries in Florida started in around 30 years or so, evangelism and mission trips and prayer ministries. And if you would like to support, please send your gift or donations to Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. My email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, .chackov like Victor @gmail.com. That's pastor.chackov@gmail.com. And our phone number is 954-993-0491. May the Lord.
Christ, the Blessed One, gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, .chackov@gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Wonderful words, wonderful words.
Welcome to Albuquerque, Salvador!